Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the sixth Aliyah in Parshas Vayeshev. That's Perek Lamates, Pasuk Zayin, and the Pasuk says Vahi Acharz Remeila was after those events. Vatiso Eshes Adonai V'Seinel Yosef, and the wife of his master raised her eyes to Yosef. Vatoymer Shechoy Ami, and she said, "Lay with me." Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Zayin Vatiso Eshes Adonav Kol Malkim Shenamar Achar. Every time it says the word Achar, as opposed to Acharei Samach, that means it was right after these events. Back to Chomish Pasuk Ches Vayimain, and he refused. Vayimer Eshes Adonav, he said to the wife of his master, "Hey Adoni Loya Da Itima Babayis. My master does not know what's with me in the house. Everything he has, he placed in my hands. There's no one greater than me in this house. He didn't withhold anything from me, except for you, for your wife. How can I do this evil? Let's see Rashi here. Pasuk Tes. Even she understands that this is a sin because they're also commanded against immorality. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud. It was that she would speak to Yosef every single day. He wouldn't listen to her. Lishkav etzla, to lay next to her. Lias ima, to be with her. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yod. Lishkav etzla, afil b'loy tashmish. He wouldn't even allow himself to lay next to her without tashmish. Lias ima l'olam haba, to be with her in olam haba. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yod Aleph. Vahi kayom azeh, was on that day. Vayaveh habayis al ases malachle, and he came to the house to do his work. Ve'ein ish me'an shehabayis shom babayis, and there wasn't any of the people of the house there in the house. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yod Aleph. Vahi kayom azeh kolimer, meaning to say, vahi kasher igia yom yuchad. It was a very special day. Yom tzchayk. It was a day of levity. Yom eich elohem. It was a day of their yontif, of their festival. Shahalchu kulam beis avayis halilim. Everyone went to their temples. Amr, she said, "Ein li yom hagun yizak al Yosef kayem azeh." There's no better day to be with Yosef other than this day. Amr lahem, she told everyone, "Chaylani, I'm sick. Ve'eni chaylelech, I can't go." Lasis malachta, he came to do his work. Rav and Shmuel argue about this. Chad Amr, one of them says, "Malachta mamish, he came to do his work like regular." Chad Amr, one of them says, "Lasis tzrach of ima, he went to go be with her." Elishaniris loyd mus diaknish al aviv, but his father's visage, his father's appearance came to him, and that's why he didn't sin. Like we learn about in Masechah Saita. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Beis, Vatispeseu b'vigdai lemar shichva imi. She grabbed his garment, saying, "Lay with me." Vayazov b'vigdai b'yada, and he left his garment in her hand. Vayonas v'yezai chutza, and he fled and he ran outside. Vayihikir oisak yazov b'vigdai b'yada, and it was when she saw that he left his garment in her hand. Vayonas achutza, and he ran outside. Vatigul anche beisav atemer lahem lemar, and she called to the people of her house and she told them, saying, "Reu, see, hevi lanu ish ivri l'tzachik banu. He brought us this ish ivri to play around with us. Ba elai lishkav imi. He came to me to lay with me. Ve'ekar b'kal gadol, and I called out in a loud voice." And it was when he heard that I raised my voice and cried out, and he left his garment with me, and he fled and he ran outside. And she left his garment with her until his master came to the house. And she spoke to him, to the master, like these words, saying, "That Evera Ivri that you brought to us, he came to play with me, to joke with me." And it was when I raised my voice and I called out, and he abandoned his garment with me, and he ran outside. And it was when his master heard the words of his wife, Asher Dibra Eila of Lamer, that she spoke to him, saying, "Kadvarma Eila, like these words, Asali Avdecha, your servant did to me," and his anger flared. Let's see Rash over here, Pasuk Tes. At the time of Tashmish, marital relations, she told him this. And this is the meaning of the Pasuk, "Kadvarm Ha'ela Asali Avdecha, like these things, in Yane Tashmish Ke'ela, things of Tashmish, just like these." Back to Chomish Pasuk Chaf, Vayikach Adoni Yosef Itoi, and the master of Yosef took him, and he put him in prison, the place where the king's prisoners are placed, and he was there in prison. Hashem was with Yosef, and he placed a certain chesed on him, a certain acceptance upon him, and he placed his grace in the eyes of the head of the prison. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph. Everyone that saw him accepted him. This is like a pleasing and appealing bride that we have in the Mishnah. Back to Chumash Pasuk of Beis, Vaitain Sar Beis Hasar Biyad Yosef, and the prison warden placed in the hand of Yosef, Eis Kol Asirim, all the inmates, Asher Beis Hasar, that were in the jail, Veis Kol Asher Oisim Sham, and everything that was done there, Hu Ahaya Oisa, he used to do it, meaning Yosef was in charge of everything. Ein Sar Beis Hasar Reyes Kol Mu'um Biyadai, the prison warden, he didn't see anything that was in his hand, meaning he wasn't paying attention at all, Ba'asher Hashem Ita, because Hashem was with him. Ba'asher Hu Oisa Hashem Atzliach, and everything he did, Hashem made successful. Let's see Rashi here, Pasuk of Gimel, Ba'asher Hashem Ita, Bishvil Hashem Ita, because Hashem was with him, so everything was successful. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the last Aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.